Elizabeth Bowes, Progressive Talk.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. As the money shrinks, so too must the Pentagon. That from President Obama and Defense Secretary Panetta today.
This is not the strategy of a military in decline.
Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey on the $487 billion in cuts. The president insisted the U.S. will not lose its military superiority, but times have changed after 10 years of war.
We need a smart, strategic set of priorities. The new guidance that the Defense Department is releasing today does just that.
That will mean a smaller force. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta called this a point in history when the Pentagon would have been forced to make a strategy shift anyway. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, Washington.
On the Republican campaign trail for the presidential nomination, Rick Santorum in the hunt in New Hampshire.
Am I perfect? No. But the bottom line is, I've got a record that shows strong convictions, the courage to go out and fight for these issues.
Voters in the state are paying some attention. CBS's Randall Pinkston talked to voters in Concord.
Prior to the Iowa caucuses, where was Santorum on your list of prospects?
He wasn't high on my list.
And now?
Yes.
John Huntsman's out shaking hands today. Mitt Romney's trying to hold on to a dominant opinion poll lead. The seesaw of applications for new unemployment benefits is trending downward, down last week after being up the week before. Economist Joel Naroff.
It tells us that it'll slowly but steadily begin to decline, and that's a critical factor in people's confidence. As the unemployment rate comes down, their confidence will go up and their spending will go up, and that's what will get the economy moving forward.
Arab League reform monitors say they will stay in Syria. Syria has released another 552 protesters who have been detained in recent weeks. Prosecutors in Cairo are calling for the death penalty for ousted President Hosni Mubarak, they say, for instigating the killing of protesters he should hang. Casey Anthony, found not guilty of the murder of her toddler Kaylee, has produced a new video.
She looks different. Her hair is shorter and blonde. Now she wears glasses.
This is my first video diary.
And one of her defense lawyers confirms the woman speaking really is Casey Anthony, but attorney Cheney Mason says the release was unauthorized, that Anthony's computer may have been hacked. The video was recorded nearly 3 months ago.
But the good thing is that things are starting to look up and things are starting to change.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
General Motors is asking 8,000 Chevy Volt to bring their cars in for a beefed-up battery box structure. David Cole at the Center for Automotive Research.
They have learned a little bit about crash impact, post-crash effect, so it's probably a relatively small change.
The idea is to keep batteries from leaking after accidents and causing fires weeks after the impact. It's not a formal recall, just a no-cost invitation. Wall Street, the Dow's down 13 points. NASDAQ is up 16. Oil, $101.74 a barrel. This is CBS News.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Amberen? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberen stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberen program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat is gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-861-7555. That's 1-800-861-7555. 1-800-861-7555.
The tsunami reminded us that Japan lives in earthquake country. Recent months have been something of a paint shaker for the island nation, a year for the record books.
Since March 11th, Japan has been struck by almost 7,000 aftershocks. Added to unrelated tremors around the country, Japan's earthquake total for last year reached nearly 10,000. That's seven times the number for the year before. Japan's meteorological agency has called the number unprecedented and warns that it could take years before the Pacific Coast region of Japan returns to normal. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
After Iran held its naval maneuvers near the Strait of Hormuz, trying to make a point, the U.S. and Israel are about to begin a counterpoint with a major missile defense joint exercise of U.S. and Israeli air forces. Austere Challenge 12 is designed to improve defense systems and to send Iran a message that trying to shut down the strait might not be an excellent move. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
an idea is born, but your team lives worlds apart. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy way to meet online and face-to-face with high-definition video. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, share screens in real time, and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over a million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
The Rate Monster coming out with a new LP, CD, musical reproduction thing.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
Hey, hey. We're the Baby Boomers. We are one. Hear us roar in numbers too big to ignore. Hi, you're with Bill. It's Thursday, and it's warm again today. It's unbelievable. Thank you. Hope your day's going good. Nobody's scheduled in for today, but tomorrow we should have Karen Beeley in tomorrow and possibly Jim D. I'm trying to plan to get hold of you. And make sure you can come in. Now, here's the thing, and we'll get to this story in the news at calcoastnews.com. Do you see where I think she's the first one that has it. KCOY is laying off like a dozen people, including the weatherman, Jim Burton. I was thinking about, what's changed there? I guess they decided to give Tony Coppola all the money.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Country Oaks Care Center. Caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks. Owned and operated by John and Sharon Henney. They're friends of mine. Really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing. Wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
That's right there. Give Mike a call. Matter of fact, I'm going to talk to Mike today. I had to find somebody to go to lunch with that's willing to go at 2:30 after they've already gone at noon. And Mike's a very large man, and he said he'd go with me. Okay, so Mikey, I'll see you there. All right, now. Let's do our twos, what's us, and our birthdays and whatnot today in history, and we'll see what's going on and what went on before. And our flashback, our highlight in history on January 5th, 1972, according to the Tribune. President Richard announced that he had ordered the development of an entirely new type of space transportation system, reusable space shuttle. The first Operation Shuttle Columbia was launched in 1981. So it took a while, but
You got that puppy up there. Now, this date in 1896, an Austrian newspaper, Wiener Press, that's what it says, reported the discovery of German physicist William Rankin of a type of radiation that came to be known as X-rays. 1957, President Dwight D. Eisenhower proposed assistance to countries to help them resist communist aggression. This became known as the Eisenhower Doctrine, and this led to many problems down the road. 1998, Sonny Bono, the 1960s pop star turned politician, was killed when he struck a tree while skiing at the Heavenly Ski Resort on the Nevada-California state line. He was 62, and Heavenly Ski Resort. 10 years ago, Italy's Foreign Minister Renato Ruggiero resigned after a spat with Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi over the government's lukewarm reception of the euro. Who was right there? Actor Robert Duvall is 81 today. Pro Football Hall of Famer Coach Chuck Noll is 80. Talk show host Charlie Rose is 70. Rock singer Marilyn Manson. Is Marilyn Manson still around? Is 43. Happy birthday to them. And happy birthday to you, if it's yours, on this beautiful day.
Happy birthday to you.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter, get hooked.
And they just, internet, the Charter just up their internet speed again. So you got to get Charter. You got to be smart. You get Charter.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
It's time for CalCoastNews.com on your news station, KYNS. Here's a story right here. Casey Wiley of meteorologist Jim Byrne and 12 others yesterday. Dozens of Facebook posts report that Central Coast news managers gave the axe to sportscasters, producers, photographers, and the weather guy. In the posts, former employees ask about future jobs and locals and note their dismay. Because these people, and this is in quotes, these people who were let go are many who have been long-term employees who are very talented, Anna Scott said in a Facebook post. The sad part is they stayed in this market because they love living here. Now to get a good job, they'll have to leave. So sorry to hear this. KCLY management staff did not return requests for comment. Numerous calls to parent company Cowles California Media Company were met with a busy signal. Yes, Ricky. Welcome to the world of broadcasting. Anyway, we got KEYT. So you got KEYT, KCLY, and KSBY. And I don't think that KSBY and KEYT are going to absorb 13 people. That's another bummer. They waited until after New Year's. Okay, that's good. All right, the people in the news. Down in Santa Barbara, I'm not sure. Is this the same as greed or not? I'm not sure. Santa Barbara doctor accused of trading sex for drugs. So he traded painkillers for this kind of stuff. Julio Gabriel Diaz, 63, allegedly wrote prescriptions for powerful painkillers such as OxyContin for patients who were drug addicts, some of whom diverted the pills they received to the black market and or suffered fatal overdoses from the narcotics. The illegal sale and abuse of prescription narcotics is a growing problem that feeds addiction and leads to other criminal conduct, said United States Attorney Andre Fravicet. Many of the illegal prescription drugs that find their way to the streets come from doctors who prescribe them for money without medical justification. These doctors are drug dealers, and they will face stiff penalties in federal court by a guy. Criminal complaint affidavit says that Diaz had written prescriptions for large quantities of controlled substances that are not medically necessary or indicated. As a result, highly addictive prescription controlled substances, including OxyContin and some other things, have been diverted from legitimate medical use in the community by illegal use, foreign use. And then some of these drugs involved. Sex. Furthermore, two family patients who were admitted to the Cottage Hospital ER told hospital staff they were getting narcotics from Diaz in exchange for sexual favors. It sounds not like a party favor. It's not something you can put on the table. Anyway, and so that's what was going on there. So this guy's a Dr. Schmo. But there's another story about doctors in the news today, which we'll get to, because there's some amazing headlines just sitting there today on CNN. That's the name of the bill. All right, then we have A firefighter dies in training. The California Men's Colony inmate firefighter on a routine training hike collapsed and died Tuesday at Camp San Luis National Guard Base, according to a Cal Fire press release. And his name has not been released pending notification of relatives. Passed out about 3:45 in the afternoon, was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. They've been assigned to the Cuesta Fire Camp at the California Men's Colony. So the Cal Fire and the Men's Colony officials are conducting an investigation into his early parole. Also in the news today, also going on in the news today, it's weird stuff and stuff and stuff. Oh, more attacks. What's going on at Tascadero State Hospital? It's becoming the venue for fights. You know what I'm saying? I thought the shoe mash was, but apparently not. No arrests have been made yet in the aftermath of two attacks this week by patients and Tascadero State Hospital employees. A psychiatric technician was assaulted Friday, as said hospital officials. Another incident the following day involved a patient attacking a nursing employee. Another psychiatric technician. Identities of the victims or a description of their injuries has not been provided by authorities. The spokesman told reporters the injured employees were treated at the hospital's medical area. Investigation is going on. And here they just came up with this thing. Didn't they just come up and tell us that they came up with a new plan to make the staff safer? Chuck that plan. Go back to the old one. Because that's getting you nowhere. That program there, that's really kind of weird. All right, then, one other thing I want to tell you about. We'll get into this in detail tomorrow with Karen Vealey. But the appraiser for Kelly Gearhart has lost his license over land fraud. And so, interestingly, so this guy's name right here is Pippin. Terry Pippin was forced to surrender his license in December. Now here's the interesting comparison. To give you an idea, a comparison here between what Pippin said was something was worth and what Heritage Oaks Bank said something was worth. We have it down here right here. Terry Pippin, in a pre-development stage of Vista del Hombre, said the property was worth, in pre-development property, was worth $17.8 million. Heritage Oaks Bank's appraised it at $4.3 million. The finished development, Terry Pippin appraised at $100 million, and Heritage Oaks Bank appraised at $21.8 million. So you go ahead and do that. You just have your own unit. All right, so we'll talk to Karen more about that tomorrow, but that's what's going on in CalCoastNews.com. Don't forget, you can go on the Internet anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, 24/7. And look up CalCoastNews.com, upper right-hand corner. You can click on Talk is Cheap and listen to KYNS. We're streaming live all the time right there.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Wait, before I get, let me do this right now, though. Let me get to CNN.com. So let's find out what the other thing was I was telling you about. This is interesting, because here we have a doctor that's committing fraud down in San Maria. And then here we have a story about more doctors are going broke. That's what it says. Doctors are going broke. Doctors in America are harboring an embarrassing secret. Many of them are going broke. The quiet reality, which is spreading nationwide, is claiming a wide range of casualties, including family physicians, cardiologists, and oncologists. Industry watchers say the trend is worrisome. Half of all doctors in the nation operate a private practice, so if a cash crunch forces the death of an independent practice, it robs a community of a vital health care resource. A lot of independent practices are starting to see serious financial issues, said Mark Lyon, CEO of Lyon & Company CPAs, LLC, which advises independent doctors about their own finances. Apparently, it's not advice that's any good because they're going under. Doctors list shrinking insurance reimbursements, changing regulations, rising business and drug costs among the factors preventing them from keeping their practices aloft. But some experts counted that doctors' lack of business acumen is also to blame. Anyway, because it's actually been going on, especially for I'll tell you the group hardest hit right immediately, and this happened long ago. This was way back. It started to hit GPs, general practitioners. You know, everything had become so specialized. You know, that the GPs weren't making squat. And of course, then you have all the stuff with Medicaid, Medicare, all that kind of thing. You have people like Dr. Fred Bernacchia, at San Luis Diagnostic, who's nice enough to take vets. But he doesn't make any money taking bets. So, you know, that's a crazy world out there for doctors, too. Now, I know there's some doctors making more money than God, and I understand that. Like, if you're going to have brain surgery, you want to go to the guy that was last in his class? You know, let's be honest. Other things. There's other. This is. Now here's an amazing story right here. This is CNN before we get to anything local. Besides KCOI, which annoyed me, so I didn't get to it. Oh, I think this is going to be a video. I didn't expect it to be a video. I expect it to be a story that I was going to tell you about, but apparently it's loading up now. Yeah, so we'll join it in how many seconds?
In a city as dense as Hong Kong, the living have to deal with limited space, and so do the dead. Because land is scarce, public grave sites are expensive and have a 6-year time limit before the body is disinterred and cremated. So most Hong Kongers choose cremation in the first place. But just finding a space to honor loved ones is becoming a problem. Andy Ting is grappling with the dilemma. 2 years ago, Ting paid $60,000 for a niche at a local temple for his father's ashes. The temple doesn't have a license for burial niches, so the Hong Kong government has warned families they may have to find another location. Of course I'm sad, he says. We used our own money to buy this niche. Is this really necessary? There's a Chinese proverb which says once someone passes away, there should be a place to bury them, and it's disrespectful to move them around. The funeral industry is big business in Hong Kong. Paper replicas of items like mansions and cars are burned as offerings during funerals to accompany the dead into the afterlife. The big dilemma for the living, though, is where to place cremated ashes once the funeral service is over.
We're in a residential neighborhood here in Hung Hom, and all along this street you'll see funeral parlors like this one. Let me bring you inside. Inside each cubicle here is an urn holding the ashes of a loved one. And the owner of this funeral parlor told me that this is a temporary resting place, and some families have waited as long as 3 years for a public space for their urn.
Yeah, and facing
District Councilor Pius Yum Kwok Tung says unlicensed funeral homes like this one are popping up to accommodate the demand and renting out space to hold cremated ashes.
If the Hong Kong government says this one is illegal, why is it still doing business?
We don't know why.
The problem is so bad, residents have protested at City Hall. They're unhappy about the number of funeral shops in their neighborhoods. In Chinese culture, people generally don't like to live close to anything associated with the dead. The government has plans to build 41,000 more public niches for burial urns, but they won't be built for at least another 2 years. In the meantime, residents like Andy Ting are still uncertain if they can really find a final resting place for their loved ones. Pauline Chu, CNN, Hong Kong.
Now, here's what makes that story even more strange, in my opinion. So they said that you can be buried in a public cemetery, but you can only stay there for 6 years of your a whole person. So then you have to be interred and then cremated. So now you're cremated, and now where are the ashes going to go? So somebody builds a little place to put the ashes in there, and then they're saying, well, you can't do that. So it's like, that's really strange. There's so darn many people in Hong Kong, they've run a place to bury people. Now, here's what, I'm not saying this in a facetious way either. Here she was on a, I guess some people think that's disrespectful. Forget that. All right. Here's what I'll tell you what I thought of, and then my brain turned it around before I even got it out of my mouth, but I'm going to get it out of my mouth after the fact. She was standing on a cobblestone sidewalk. I thought, well, you put people under each cobblestone. If you run out of room, what are you going to do? Okay. That'll be interesting. I wonder if, think about this. You know, Galactic Airlines and all that stuff, Virgin Galactic and these other people going into business. Maybe that'll be part of a service they offer. Because I know some ashes have been sent into space. They could send the ashes, they just send them off. They got to throw them real hard, though, because, you know, they don't want them to come back. You know, they don't want to re-enter Earth's atmosphere, you know, and burn up or hit something in the head. All right, well, that's a real complex thing right there. All right. And it's weird that just came up after what I talked about yesterday with how much cost to die. Okay, that can happen. All right, let's see what else we got here. Let's see what else is going on in our world. I'm going to find another one of these headlines because there was a whole row of them that was just kind of really weird. And so let me get you another one. Let me find one right here. Oh, here you are. Okay, this is going to be another. This is going to be another yanker. But you know, we've had somewhat of a problem. Matter of fact, there's a story in the paper today in Los Angeles, California, where it's one of the largest Catholic dioceses in the world. Of course, a priest has gotten fathered two children. You know, so instead of addressing that to the fullest extent that they should, Catholic gays are asked to avoid having sex, you know, and yet they're not going to produce any children out of wedlock, but they've been asked to avoid having sex. It's hard to understand how this works. It'll be 30 seconds.
Go open it up.
Boardwalk Empire, the complete first season, now on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital download.
The Catholic Church maintains that a person's orientation is not wrong. It's how they act on it sexually. That's the concern the church has.
It's called Courage, and the Archdiocese of Hartford is launching a new chapter this month aimed at ministering, supporting gay and lesbian parishioners, but essentially asking them to abstain from having sex.
But really the point is not so much abstaining as much as creating what they call a chaste kind of life.
Archdiocesan Deacon Bob Pilati says there's a need locally for this type of support system, not only for those struggling with same-sex attraction, but down the road, too, to develop family and friend support systems as well.
We recognize that there is a possibility that because people have an orientation which is the same-sex orientation, they could be subject to discrimination. They could be subject to brutality.
It feels offensive to us, and it feels discriminatory.
Linda Esterbrook runs the Hartford Gay and Lesbian Health Collective, which offers clinical and support services to more than 7,000 a year.
Gay and lesbian people have the full rights of marriage, and part of marriage is usually some type of sexual activity, and so you're telling people to not to be intimate with each other.
In fact, Esterbrook doesn't feel like the organization is making much progress.
It looks like the deacons and their wives participated, but anybody of a same-sex attraction, have they participated at all? Did they get to put in their two cents about how this would work, about what they need?
No, apparently not. And also, keep the teenage boys out of the showers.
American Oak Furniture would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy new year. American Oak Furniture continues to give you the best in furniture pricing, product guarantees, and customer service. Come on by and take advantage of their We Pay the Sales Tax Furniture Sale the entire month of January. Happy New Year from American Oak Furniture on Ramada Drive in Paso Robles, and a sincere thank you to all of their many longtime customers.
Match Casino Resort proudly presents Vince Neil. Lead singer for legendary heavy metal group Motley Crue. Vince Neil. Live in concert. Thursday, January 12th. The blog Bad Boy frontman and vocalist for Motley Crue. Singing all your crew favorites. Vince Neil brings his special blend of Motley Crue music and mayhem to Chumash Casino Resort. Tickets are on sale now at Club Chumash or call 800-585-3737 or order online at ChumashCasino.com. Don't miss Vince Neil of Motley Crue live January 12th at 8 p.m. only at Chumash Casino Resort.
Like reggae music? So do we. Hurry up yourself and link up with the like-minded reggae heads here on the Central Coast. To join the iPower Sounds Reggae Mobile Fan Club and get a free reggae CD, text the word reggae to 68255. That's the word reggae to 68255. iPowerSound.com, where the Central Coast goes for their reggae music.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do.
I could never see tomorrow.
Can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world go round? How can you mend this broken man?
How can a loser ever win?
Please help me mend my broken heart
and let me live again. I can still feel the breeze that rustles through the trees and misty memories of days gone by.
We could never see tomorrow. No one said a word about the sorrow.
How can you mend a broken heart? How can you stop the rain from falling down?
How can you stop the sun from shining? What makes the world?
I have the Bee Gees spreading quite a long period of time in our musical segment. Now, let's talk about what's going on and other things. First, I want to tell you about Spencer's Fresh Markets, because they're fresh. They're Spencer's, and freshness is local at Spencer's Fresh Market, and they do the job for you, really. I'm going to tell you about the three-day sale that starts tomorrow, so you're all ready. It's tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. All right, you mark. Get ready tomorrow. Start 2 for $1. Crisp lettuce, solid heads, 2 for $1. $1.99 home boneless pork loin, lean and tender for $1.99 a pound. Remember, that stuff used to be really, really expensive. That was Prairie Fresh natural pork, too. 2 for $5, 12-pack of Shasta soda, selected varieties and all that kind. You can get some Shasta. That's good stuff. And $14.99 Rolling Rock 30-pack of beer for $14.99 for a 30-pack of beer, $14.99 plus the CRV. And here we got some, they got in a pretty basket, too. Tender green beans for 99 cents a pound. And then Crystal Milk is 2 for $5.98 again. And then boneless skinless chicken breast, the fresh value pack, is $1.79 a pound. So you get those breasts that you know, and you flatten them out, and you put some in there, and then you roll them up, and then you, or just eat them. Doesn't matter. I was trying to get fancy, but you don't have to be fancy. I wouldn't know how to do it. Look over my shoulder every now and then. What are you making there? Go away. All right. And here, this is good right here. This is one of my faves. I haven't had any for a while. I have to pick some of this up. Farmer John, Bernschwager, or Liverwood. There's a difference in flavor. It's a subtle difference, and it doesn't, you know, who knows what it's made out of, Bernschwager or Liverwood. But anyway, there it is, liver, I guess. So anyway, they're only $1.50 each, so two for $3. That's cool. Let's find something else everybody likes. Everybody likes macaroni and cheese, an IGA elbow macaroni or thin spaghetti. It's two for $5. And then and they got Hot Pockets value packs. They have everything to clean your house up with. Here's Bounce. Here's Bounty. Here's everything right here. Here's clean them up stuff all. And then in the deli department, because they got the big championship game coming Monday, and that game last night was a bit of a blowout, wasn't it? Okay. But we got the big thing. So don't forget you can get your party trays. You can be specific. Let's say you really love Boar's Head ham, and you would, or Boar's Head roast beef. Say, I want to try that. Yeah, that makes sense. It works. And then they have a big, huge sandwich for $6.99 each, a super sub sandwich. It's a huge thing. And you can get that and chop it up, you know, and have big chunks. Cream macaroni potato salad, $1.29 a pound. Blue Moon, a 12-pack of Belgian ale is just $12.99 plus CRV. Six-pack of Firestone double barrel or pale ale, $6.99 plus CRV. And everything else that you possibly want in the whole wide world is right there at Spencer's Fresh Market, where freshness is local. And John Spencer and his family and his employees and everybody in the world wishes you a happy new year. And Tascadero, Rio Grande, Santa Maria, San Luis Obispo, and Morro Bay. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know what I heard? I heard this sort of accidentally on the news or something. I'm trying to think where I actually heard it, but I wrote it down when I heard it, so why would I have heard it here? Anyway, I don't know. I don't know where I heard it, but I heard it and I wrote it down. It's my understanding, and I'll put it this way. It's my understanding that the people that used to own Scrubby and Lloyd's now own a furniture store, maybe a Morro Bay furniture store. Is that true? Do they own a furniture store? I don't need a divan. I need a Scrubby burger. What are you doing with the furniture? Make some hamburgers, would you? Everybody loved them. If you're not familiar with Scrubby and Lloyd's, there's no sense in telling you about it. You'd just be sad. So I'm not going to tell you about it. You'll just be sad. They were really good. They were a good hamburger up there. All right. But, times change. Things are. Now, as soon as I saw this, you know immediately what's going to come to mind as soon as you see this. Let me give you a phone numbers, too, so you have 786-2578, 786-2578. And 1-866-937-1340. That's 1-866-937-1340. For some reason, and I'm not sure why, and it's fascinating to me, because there's a lot of people listening together, this has not become a non-call-in talk program. I have no idea what's precipitated it. I don't understand. It's okay. You know, I mean, everybody. I think probably the time frame is what it is, don't you think? You know, 12 to 2. I think perhaps that has something to do with it. I'm not sure. But it doesn't matter. But if you want to call in, you can. Here's the deal. And so here's the headline, and then you know what the article is going to be after that. All right. Here's the headline. To preserve or destroy the former Pismo Beach City Hall on Bellow Street. As soon as you even suggest something like that, there are people that come out of the woodwork like termites. Saying, don't tear it down. Don't tear it down. Don't tear. We want to keep it as historical. It's wonderful. It can't be used for anything because it's not earthquake safe, which is why I had to move to begin with. Yeah. I have to say, and I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. I think, I personally think, I'm going to tell you this, that where the city hall is in Pismo Beach now next to McClintock's is sort of an odd place for it. Do you know what I mean? You'd think that city hall is someplace you could walk to. You're not going to success. You're gonna get an old person. You're not going to successfully walk to McClintock's on Maddie Road. Anyway, or the city hall. Let's get on the phone and say hello to somebody there. Hello?
Hey, Bill. It's Glow.
Hey, Glow. What's up?
Hey, listen, the flooring discount carpeting is Scrubby and Lloyd's grandson.
Oh, the flooring disc. I thought it was furniture. The flooring disc.
I know you did.
All right. Where is it called? What's it called? Flooring Discount Carpeting.
It's called Flooring Discount Center.
Okay,
and
Center.
And they're the ones that did our carpet.
Well, really?
Yeah.
And they're where are they located?
They're located on Harvard Street in Morro Bay.
All right.
And the guy's name is Ethan, and he's a great guy.
Does he have, like, the secret formula, the Scrubby Burgers?
Oh, you know, you might ask him that.
I'm going to.
I know that... You know, he said that every time he mentions Scrubby and Lloyd when he's selling something, that people just buy whatever he has because they like Scrubby and Lloyd so much.
That's true. I understand that. I really mean that. I understand. Well, that's very interesting. And I just knew I heard somebody talking about it, and I was like, where's the connection of that? But that's very interesting. So it's the grandson.
He has a bunch of history on his wall about his family. It's pretty neat, and he's a pretty cool guy.
Okay, Ethan's on Harbor Street, and it's
in Morro Bay, and it's Flooring Discount Center.
Flooring Discount Center. All right, cool. Thanks for letting me know that, Bill.
All right, take care.
I'm stopping by. I love the history on the wall stuff.
Okay.
I'm big on
bye.
That. All right, kiddo. Bye. I do. I love going to the courthouse. Is it called that now? County Government Center, whatever the heck the damn thing's called. I like to go there and look at the old pictures and stuff from the Central Coast. I think that's really cool. So now this is kind of what we're talking about right here. So here's the old Pismo Beach City Hall. It's a nice picture of it here. And it was built in, what did they say? It was built in 1923. And it's been changed and modified, moved around and done all kinds of things. So now what they're saying is, now the council has received an updated assessment of the building in November, has made a move toward another direction, which is demolition, because, you know, how much money does Pismo Beach have, like anybody else, to put money into a darn thing? And they don't. They just don't have it. I don't know. Maybe you could. I guess you could save part of it or all of it and then not occupy it. But then that's a big, huge piece of property that the city of Pismo Beach has that they could say, you know, we can do something else with. But anyway. Can I say this really? I don't care one way or the other. I really don't. If a battle is waged and the people that want to preserve it, good. If there's a battle waged and the people that say, you know, it's not all that cool a building, maybe we should just take it down. Okay. Time marches on. And if there's anybody that knows that, it's the residents of Pismo Beach. Yay. Very cute. Now, this was an interesting story, I thought. This was a learning from misfortune. After shuttering her startup, a woman shared her story with the New York Times, found others with interest in her experience, and the New York Times picked her as one of the people to share experiences. This is Star Hall, was forced to pull the plug on her San Luis Obispo-based company Smarty VA, an online training program for virtual assistants who specialize in social media management. I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what I just read there. No wonder she didn't succeed. I wouldn't even know if I should go to her or not, or if I should stay away. There we go. But she shared her failure because she says obviously people don't even know what's going to go wrong. In 2011. Now 2012, we're hoping everything in the whole world is a whole lot better. Yeah, right. Oh, and this is important. The San Luis Obispo City Council began meeting 3 times a month in March in an effort to cut down on excessively large meetings. Council meetings are scheduled from 7 to 11 p.m., but routinely extend well beyond that because everybody's in it. Although, here's an interesting thing. Now, see, I don't go to these meetings. I don't. I really don't. I don't have the patience for it. I have to go to bed at a certain time. I just can't. I can't put up with it. But here's somebody who wrote a letter. They weren't, and it sounds like not a regular attendee. That's why it's worth reading her letter, I think. Because it doesn't sound like she goes all the time. Disheartened. I've been watching and attending meetings of the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors and feel disheartened. People are not welcome to express themselves there without being challenged or intimidated. I gave my public input the day the climate change plan was known as the Energy Wise Plan was discussed and passed 3-2. Many of us were referred to as fearmongers and discounted. I agree with the 2 supervisors who voted no that this highly controversial plan that reduces private property rights needed more awareness, conservation, and input from the community. Home and landowners who are at great risk and don't even know it, this pretty glossy plan will forever change our lives in a negative way. Has county government become just like Sacramento and Washington, satisfying its own interests rather than representing the people of this beautiful county? It's a big problem. I guess so. Works better that way. It's easier to get things done. Yeah. We'd welcome your input, except we don't. Oh, okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I feel good about that. And anyways, this is another strange tale in the local news today. This was the county address's cash handling issues. And so what it boils down to is, because I thought, for I'm going to myself, how much cash is handling the county any darn way? And isn't it in certain places like parks and rec and whatnot? Well, yes, it is. And it's swimming pools. I never thought about it. Swimming pools, the county pools, different places like the one in Cambria, doesn't have a safe. They're supposed to have a safe. They didn't know they needed a safe until now. They do need one because it's in the newspaper that they don't have one, so now somebody's going to try to rob them. So now they need a safe. But I guess they're not using a cash register when people, you know, check in for the pool. They just take their dough, give them change, whatever, and throw in a drawer. Here's the interesting thing, and this is what amuses me about this in a way, is you can find people that are wrapped in a bureaucratic structure of all types, and yet they manage to goof things up. You know, they manage to lose money and do things. I mean, you know, people lost $1 billion there. You know, how much money did we lose in Iraq? So far? Anyway, so you have all that. But then you have these people who are just they're lifeguards and stuff, and they're doing the pool, you know, and they did an audit, and they said that they were fine. The money that was supposed to be there was there, and the people that paid, and everything was fine. But okay, I guess they need a cash drawer. Is that going to go out to bid, or do they just buy it? Unfortunately, I have no cash drawers to sell. I sure wish I did. Yeah, I tell you that. I wish I did. Let me go back here. I need to go back here and share again some of what's on CNN because it's so darn weird today. This is it's just one of those days that we got weird stuff going on. I have another story here. I have a Casey Anthony. Where's my Casey Anthony story? Oh, this is it right here. So the question is, the question's asked, is this Casey Anthony's video diary? Now, it's a little odd because her hair's short and blonde, but her lawyer says this is her. And naturally, she doesn't mention her daughter at all in the whole thing. I'll see if I can get this thing to crank. Already it looks bad. Okay. Okay, so I'm not going to worry about that right now. We're not going to even concern ourselves with that. Wait, maybe we are. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. That's the kind of situation. Normal, all fouled up. A big snafu. Good thing because video light right here. You can try clicking on this one again. I don't know. It's embarrassing for me too, but it's like I think like why doesn't it work?
It's got to protect the land.
Economically, it seems like a good choice now.
We need environmental protection.
We've got more than 100 years worth of energy right here.
Who's right? They all are. Visit powerandcooperation.com.
Brought to you by ConocoPhillips. Which makes you wonder what that's about, really.
All right, out of the headlines for months, now suddenly Casey Anthony, or someone who looks and sounds just like her, is back in a new 4-minute video diary posted on YouTube and Facebook. CNN has reached out to Anthony's attorney, Jose Baez, and is waiting comment. But until then, we cannot confirm the identity of the person in the video. But if it is her and it looks a lot like her, it would be the first that we've seen of Anthony since a jury acquitted her of killing her little daughter, Kaylee. Take a look.
So this is my first video diary.
Looking isn't that important.
October 13th, which is a Thursday, 2011. And I'm just starting to figure out my new computer, and I don't know. I guess I'm liking it so far.
Flashy Banfield has seen the video, joins us to tell us more about what this tells us. Now, we should say, of course, welcome.
Thank you.
At Court TV for a number of years, so you've got the legal background, the court background, and, of course, a tremendous news background. So what do you make of this?
Well, I looked at that face in a courtroom for 80 days, and it looks a whole lot like her. I've reached out to George and Cindy, and I've not heard from them, which is not surprising. They don't talk to us a lot, and I think they're sort of scaling back from everything they went through. But I did talk to somebody specifically who has spoken with her camp, who says it is her. And she never spoke in the courtroom, but for a few quick moments where she answered the judge, and it was hard to hear her. And it does sound like the voice. What I was really struck by is just how little was actually said by her in all of this.
Let's take a look at a little bit more, and then I've got a couple questions
sure.
for you.
Just a little surreal how much things have changed since July and how many things haven't changed. But the good thing is that things are starting to look up and things are starting to change in a good way.
All right. You covered that, as you said, it was 180 days. You know,
it felt like 180
days. Yeah, it felt like 180 days. Yeah, but yeah. I mean, it went on and on for more than that. But just listening to that, watching that, she doesn't mention anything about her baby. I don't know. What's your reaction to what she says and doesn't say?
Well, first of all, no mention of the trial, no mention of little Kaylee, no mention of her family, who many say she threw under the bus for her defense. And obviously, that worked out well. She was acquitted of those murder charges, and she was facing the death penalty. So it isn't like this person hasn't been through the ringer. And then just sort of this inane, rambling 4-minute video that talks about buying a computer.
Don't say that, inane, rambling 4 minutes. I do inane rambling for 2 hours every day. That way, it looks like Casey Anthony to me. She's got shorter. She's got shorter hair. It's blonde, and she's wearing dark glasses, which are the in thing now. I've realized watching people in Hollywood. If you're not wearing black glasses, you're just not wearing the right thing. I can tell you that. I'm not wearing them. How surprised are we that I'm not only not a trendsetter? I'm not even a good follower. Okay. I can live with it. I can live with myself. All right, let's talk about it. Because it wasn't that much of it. But what was on there last night was insane. And we'll talk about sports. And also, we got a big story about the Dodgers, things that are happening there. But anyway, West Virginia just whumped Clemson 70-33. It was just somewhat it was a mess. But they were just absolutely they started off a little bit slow. You know, as a matter of fact, Clemson scored first. And you thought, okay, let's see how this is going to go. But holy dump truck. So here's the thing. Torrey to join developer and bid to buy Dodgers. Joe Torrey entered the Dodgers sweepstakes Wednesday, joining forces with developer Rick Caruso in a bid to buy the city's beloved baseball team. Dodgers ownership derby is fast becoming the most intriguing reality show in L.A., with athletic legends, civil icons, and assorted billionaires jockeying for control of a team mired in bankruptcy proceedings. Magic Johnson is in. Mark Cuban, owner of NBA Mavericks, is in, as is Steve Cohen, a billionaire 8 times over. Dennis Gilbert, the one-time agent for Barry Bonds and a champion of amateur baseball in Southern California, he's in. Ron Burke and Tom Golisano, billionaires with experience as NHL team owners, are in. Peter O'Malley, the owner when the Dodgers last won the World Series in 1988, is in. So are Fred Clair, the general manager that year, and Oral Hershiser, the star pitcher that year. But the three men are in separate groups, and now Torrey is in. Torrey likely headed the Hall of Fame, managed the New York Yankees to 4 World Series championships before managing the Dodgers in 2008 to 2010. So everybody's in there. I'm in there, too. You just won't see my name, though. Yeah, I'm in there. Yeah. I have a hat. I think that qualifies me for being in right there. I have the old-fashioned hat. I have the Brooklyn Dodgers hat. All right, other thing else? Yes, Andre resigns as head of the Pirates in Mall Bay. And so he says, my whole life revolved around football. This is uncharted territory for me. I don't know what I'll do without football. I'm going to miss everything about it. Well, that is tough. So that's what happened there. I'm glad I could share it. Glad I could be part of that. Okay, let's see what else is happening. Charges in Crossburn argued. Lawyers have accused the Rio Grande case say they are charged twice for the same crime. The lawyers say that for dismissal of the charges, their clients a second time with the same crime. I just said that. It's hard not to say it twice when they lead off the way they do. But San Luis Obispo Superior Court Judge Jacqueline Duffy ruled that the two charges in question, arson and crossburning with the purpose of terrorizing, applied to the case against the four defendants. Duffy ruled that the alleged acts are distinct under the law, saying there's sufficient evidence for all the charges. The charges apply to each of the four because they allegedly conspired to commit the crime. Very interesting. Is Jacqueline Duffy Michael Duffy's wife? Maybe there's stuff I'm learning as I go. Maybe not. Is it daughter? Is it related at all? Okay, so they got these guys. So here's what they're saying. They're arson and crossburning to terrorize. A little confusing. Believe me, I think these people are just absolute meatballs. But the question is this. So is it arson if you burn something on someone else's property? Actually, it wasn't on her property, was it? It wasn't on the house's property. It was on the lot next door. So if you burn something that burns nothing but the thing you burnt itself, is it arson? I guess. I mean, that's what the judge is saying. But I don't understand. If I understand why it's arson, I would have to find out the definition of arson. I mean, we understand the guy in L.A., we understand that definition of arson. You know? But if you burn something that doesn't destroy anything, is it arson? We'll see. Here's some other things that have happened, though. PG&E's rates are going up for homes. I'm sure they put my smart meter in. They're going to confuse me with it. Thanks a lot. Also, small businesses are likely to get hit with another utility rate later in the year. 2.9% from a year ago, 2.4% over the course of time. And so it's official. They're paying more for electricity. Paying more. All right. Now, somebody's on the horn, and we're going to answer it. I guess it's 4 minutes. It's 4 minutes to one, but we'll go ahead and try it. 4 minutes to one. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Mr. Bill.
Hi.
Gail.
Hi, Gear.
Hey. Yes, that's arson. There also, I didn't see the charge for stealing that cross.
Well, no, that's...
That cross was stolen from St. John's Church.
I know, that would seem to me to be the crime, and then obviously the cross burning being a part of a terrorist thing, you know. But how do you define arson? What is... And I want you to know that Gary was a former police...
I don't know the code.
Yeah, I don't mean the code, but I mean...
Pretty much any fire you start that is for nefarious purposes.
Oh, okay. I see.
You can be charged with arson for almost anything.
Okay, so let's say I say, you know what, I don't want to have to try to get rid of this box. So I have a refrigerator box, and I say, okay, I'm going to burn the refrigerator box in my backyard.
I think that would probably just be illegal burning.
Okay, but if you're
they wouldn't try.
If I train
in my backyard, you're going to be charged with arson.
Okay, I see. Okay, that makes sense. That's what I was wondering. Okay, yeah. If you do it somewhere else besides, you know, in your own domicile.
Yeah, you never mentioned the conspiracy charge is the thing that's going to kill you. That's always a more that's always a worse, you know, penalty than what often is a worse penalty than the actual crime.
So here's what's interesting, and you bring up a good point. The two things that are missing, and I certainly noticed the thing about the cross being stolen and wonder where that is, but the cross being stolen and then the conspiracy, because it is because four people involved, so that's that's conspiracy, and that is a heavier duty charge. Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying there's four people.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, those parties are going to go bye-bye a long time.
Yeah, I'm sure those charges are still there. They were just arguing the fact that you're charging with two different things as far as the burning the thing as an arson, and you're charging it as a crime, a terrorist crime. And I don't. It's like a lot of defense attorneys. That sounds good, but obviously the judge says that's not holding water. Sorry.
Yeah, and the poor mayor got himself some real bad soundbite. All he was saying was, I don't believe this would happen in Arroyo Grande. You know,
right.
But it came across as sounding as though he was saying, you know, this is no big deal.
Well, here's the thing: they're actually being charged with four charges: arson, cross burning, terrorism by arson, and conspiracy to commit a crime. So I agree with you. I think these folks are going away for a while.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, they don't look like they're going to get a whole lot of character witnesses stepping up for them either.
You think?
I don't mean to be judgmental.
I understand. I understand how it is. All right. Yeah, thanks for clarifying that, Gary. I appreciate you calling.
You're welcome, Mr. Bill.
All right, sir. Thanks. All right. Gary, once again, was a retired fire captain from SLO PD. We will do CBS News next, find out what the heck's going on, and we'll be back with more great weather and stuff.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes.
We have the opportunity and the responsibility to look ahead to the force that we are going to need in the future.
President Obama says planned and forced cuts of hundreds of billions in the defense budget will mean smaller forces with still impressive abilities.
I'm Jim Crisul in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Proposed Pentagon cuts are the talk of the day at military towns like this one nationwide.
Well, if they cut veterans' payments and benefits, there'll be a lot of people getting on food stamps, and it's going to cost the country a whole lot more money.
Disabled veteran Tim Branson hopes people challenge proposed military cuts.
I just encourage everybody to pursue it.
One vet says cutting military retirement and benefits is, quote, political suicide.
The president did not release specifics of how his new Pentagon plans will work. In Iraq, bombs in Baghdad have killed nearly 80 people and wounded dozens as sectarian violence continues to rise there. The U.S. added al-Qaeda's Kurdish battalions to the list of global terrorism groups today. In New Hampshire, Republicans who want to be president are campaigning. Mitt Romney.
Capitalism, free enterprise works. Crony capitalism does not. This president has engaged and is engaging in crony capitalism.
He's in Salem, John Huntsman in Portsmouth.
I would characterize myself as the underdog. There are any number of ways to describe underdog status. David against Goliath would certainly be one of them.
Rick Santorum was in Concord today. New applications for unemployment checks down last week by 15,000.
Most importantly, the labor market's getting better, because if it's all about jobs, right now, it looks like jobs may be coming back.
Economist Joel Naroff, 9% of small businesses plan to hire more workers in coming months. 8% plan to reduce their workforce. Wall Street, the Dow down a point, the Nasdaq up about 21 points. Following European problems with silicone breast implants made in France, some consumer activists in the U.S. are asking the FDA to take another look at them. Diana Zuckerman at the National Research Center for Women and Families.
The likelihood of a woman having a breast implant break is twice as high as what the FDA reported last year.
No response yet from the FDA on those calls. Here's what GM plans to do to improve the Chevy Volts that are already on the road.
We're going to add a protective structure around the battery pack and a sensor to detect any possible coolant leakage and also a tamper-proof cap.
That's GM spokesman Greg Martin. A New Mexico couple knows where her wedding ring went. Rochelle Atkinson and her husband Scott searched high and low for the $4,500 ring until Coraline, their 10-month-old basset hound, started to look a little guilty. A visit to the vet retrieved the ring, what you would just have to call a diamond in the rough. This is CBS News.
Make saving more at Rite Aid your best resolution yet. Now through January 28th, you can earn a $20 plus up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the buy and save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Start the year off with better savings at Rite Aid. Resolution Rewards is another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase when qualifying threshold is met. Plus up expires February 11th, 2012.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Downloading music illegally from your friends can now be a religious experience.
Sweden has recognized copyism as a legitimate religion. This church believes computer file sharing is a religious experience, that information is holy, and copying, legal or not, is a sacrament. Speaking from Stockholm, spiritual leader Isak Gerson says certain computer commands are revered.
Control-C and Control-V, they're holy because they are a symbol of copying.
Gerson says across Europe, the Church of Copyism has a 3,000-strong congregation, or copycats. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Fog too dense for driving in Port Arthur, Texas, mixed with heavy gray smoke from wildfires in a sprawling marsh. As many as 40 vehicles piled up on Highway 73, drawing at least 10 ambulances to the scene and an awful lot of tow trucks. No fatalities, but it was one big old ugly mess on the highway. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over 1 million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Oh,
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Want to improve office morale around the break room? Are you tired of hearing employees grumble about bad office coffee? There's an easy solution to this. Invite Slow Roasted Coffee's office service into your business. They're your local coffee company that features fair trade certified organically grown coffees roasted daily and delivered fresh to you so you can taste the difference. For 24 years now, this locally owned and operated family business has been serving the Central Coast. Slow Roasted Coffee believes customer service really does matter, which is why they provide 24-hour customer care. Slow Roasted Coffee's office service is perfect for the workplace as well as restaurants and lodging facilities. You'll never have a bitter cup of coffee again. Consistency, freshness, and convenience is what you'll enjoy when you call Slow Roasted Coffee's office service. Call them at 528-7317. That's 528-7317. Coffee, the original energy drink.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
This is Talk is Cheap, the Friends and Neighbors Network, with Bill Benica.
That's exactly correct. And thank you very much for joining me today. It's Thursday. This is Bill Benica. This is Talk is Cheap. This is 1340 KYMS, San Luis Obispo, California, your news station. And I have my Talk is Cheap hat on that says Talk is Cheap because supply exceeds demand. Isn't that the truth? I cannot believe I forgot to do this first thing. I, honest to gosh, I'm like, you know, dee, dee, dee. I can't believe it. We have a welcome home going on today, and it's at 3 o'clock at 3:15. You arrive at the Slow Airport, and the welcome home mission is for Staff Sergeant, and I don't know her first name, Jordan, and it's a she, and she's coming back from Iraq for a 30-day leave. And then I wouldn't leave again if I were you. Anyway, so here's what's going on. They're doing a special super-duper double-duty thing here. So she's going to arrive at the airport probably around 3:45, and so you got to get there in time to sign the flag and everything and sign the card and whatnot. And so that's part one. And this is a two-parter, all right? This is a twofer. Part two in Santa Maria is a welcome mission. This is the same day today. And it's the arrive at the Veterans Building at 501 South Pine in Santa Maria. So the arrive at the Vets Building, 501 South Pine, 5 to 5:15 p.m. The family will be arriving at 5:30 with Staff Sergeant Jordan. And they had a little bio on her that it was too, my computer didn't understand how to do what it was supposed to do. But an interesting thing, she graduated from Santa Maria High School. Went into the Army and said, I want to serve my country. And then she was serving her country like in Leavenworth, Kansas, and said, I want to serve my country where, like, I'm really serving my country. So they went to Iraq, she went, and along with her fiancé. There's a fiancé. So they both went. So anyway, so that's what's going on there. So it's going to be a big whoop-de-doo welcome home thing. And, again, it's today at 3:45 is when the flight arrives at San Luis Obispo Airport. Which is interesting. I'm not sure why they wouldn't have her just going to San Luis Airport. But, hey, I don't make the arrangements for these flying things. So. Yeah, so that's what's going on today, and I'm so sorry it took me this long to mention it. I feel really bad. Speaking of Iraq, and I am, and welcoming home people, here's the thing right here. This is from General Michael Hayden, who was appointed by President George W. Bush as CIA director in 2006 and served until February 2009. So here's what he's saying. U.S. pulled Iraq troops out too soon. How many people were killed today? 60? Very little in life is truly inevitable. While briefing policymakers, I would try to point out that a lot of it wasn't even predictable, at least in any scientific sense. But surely what is happening in Iraq, the increasingly darkening clouds of sectarian division, can hardly be described as unexpected. In late 2006, as the Bush administration was... let me move on. Things were going bad anyway. The Shiite-dominated Iraqi military and police services were also problematic, and strengthening them without the necessary political development threatened to make what Sunnis and Kurds saw as predatory force something more effective in their predators. Aware of these dangers, along with the surge, the Bush administration, we're back with the Bush administration. President Barack Obama has consistently characterized the withdrawal as a promise kept, and it's time to turn the page. In another year, we witnessed the oddity of presidents sticking to his campaign promise while parts of the government, particularly the Defense Department, worked to extend the American presence. So he's saying, White House spokesman Jay Carney summarized it this way. This kind of political turmoil has been occurring in Iraq periodically as they have taken steps forward and occasionally steps backwards, but generally make progress, and they will continue. That is not inevitable. I would hesitate to predict if I certainly would not casually base my policy on that expectation. Now, here's the interesting thing. I agree and disagree with this man. And I've said this to you. I don't think there was no good time to pull out of Iraq. I don't care when you pull out. I don't care if we stayed there five more years. I don't think it would have made a bit of difference in what's going to happen in Iraq. It was when you had the Sunni dominated Iraq under Saddam Hussein and had all the terrible things that happened to the Shiites in that circumstance. I mean, you'd have to stay there for about three or four generations of people before everybody forgot about all that and said, oh, okay, maybe we can get along. And even then, that's doubtful. So I think this was inevitable. I just think it was. It's sadly inevitable. As much as we don't want it to be inevitable and we'd hoped that it wouldn't be inevitable, I just think it was. I don't know how it could not be. Anyhow, but for him to say we pulled out too soon, I don't think staying there would have prevented it. If we were there for another 20 years, I don't know if you'd pull it off. Maybe the big mistake was going there in the first place. Perhaps. He could look back on, should we have gone there in the first place? Okay, it's just a thought there, opinion I had right there. Okay, so that came up on the scope here, so I thought I'd share it. I got some other stuff here that's kind of fun and nifty and cool. Okay, so here's the thing. I want to share some stuff with you here. That doesn't mean I'm going to do. Now, here's this. This is it. I have to admit, I was a huge fan of Batman: The Dark Knight. I thought it was extremely well done, and I thought the acting, and it, especially by they who left us, was extremely good. Matter of fact, I think it was the best right there. But here's the thing: so now they're going to come out with a sequel to it with different people, of course. And so it says right here's what it says: Conan, not even Batman, can make out what Bane is saying in the new Dark Knight Rises trailer. So apparently he's really hard to understand. This is Conan trying to understand it, I guess. But here's what's going on with it. Soon. Very soon. We'll find out what's happening. It always starts and stops. I don't know why it does that. I could talk to Major Tom and ask him. He'd lie to me about it.
One of the most anticipated movies of the year is the new Batman film, Dark Knight Rises. And the movie has already had some controversy because its main villain, Bane, I don't know if you know about Bane, that's the main villain. Well, fans have seen an early trailer. And the fans who've seen the trailer complain that Bane's dialogue is very hard to understand. And they've complained about it, but the director thinks that Bane sounds just fine, so he doesn't want to change it. Now, I have to tell you, I saw the Dark Knight Rises trailer a couple of days ago. I agree with the fans. I think there's a problem. Take a look.
There's a storm coming, Mr. Wayne.
When Gob is ashless, I glib you for bringing the blah blah to bar.
What?
I'm sorry, I can't really understand what you're saying. Maybe take off the mask.
No!
Let's try this one more time. Just slow it down.
I. Blah-biddle-clap-bligaroo!
What is going on here?
Oh.
Little help?
Oh, no!
Does anybody here speak whatever this is?
Blah-biddle-clap-bligaroo!
give any good.
I think it's a joke.
I haven't seen the trailer, so it was a joke, I guess. Anyway, so anyway, it'd be interesting. Christopher Nolan is doing this Batman thing. It should be interesting. It should be interesting. We have there's a whole bunch of stuff about movies and whatnot in the Ticket magazine today, but I wanted to see if Jim's come in tomorrow first. I'll save it and see if Jim's going to come in so we can talk about it when Jim comes in. Yeah, other things going on. Other things that are happening in our world. There's details emerging from the January 1st car crash, and they're not good. CHP names teens who died. Both drivers have been arrested on suspicion of DUI. The 19-year-old Paso Robles man who died in a suspected drunken driving crash early New Year's Day has been identified as Lester Lara, CHP officer Bill Irons said yesterday. Lara was a passenger in a 2000 Ford Ranger traveling west in Lynn Road east of Paso Robles. Driver Eric Luth, 20, reportedly crashed the Ford after trying to pass a slower vehicle identified as a 2006 Mitsubishi. Anyway, they were thrown from the thing and the truck landed on. Another passenger, 18-year-old Aaron Jushan of Paso Robles, was not injured. The driver of a Mitsubishi, 18-year-old Tanner Sorenstein, was arrested on suspicion of misdemeanor DUI after the incident. Responding to CHP, this was the other one on suspicion of fraud during visit to Twin Cities. Passenger all on the everybody's on the influence of alcohol in that case. That's bad. You know, here's a problem a little bit. Oh, I can't. I have to tell you a story, too. I'm going to share a police story with you. I cannot tell you how much time I spent on the phone yesterday trying to find something out. I'll tell you. It was total time on hold and actually talking to people. Total time was 50 minutes. Total time. Asking one question. And I tried the courthouse. I tried two different places at the county courthouse. I tried the police department, which eventually led to two different places at the police department with no luck. And then finally an officer called me back last night and said, here's the scoop, Bill. We can't tell you. Okay, thanks for trying. So here's what I wondered. If you are on Tank Farm Road, and so you're headed east on Tank Farm Road before it cuts down and heads sort of south. So you've just passed Broad Street. The Shell station is there. When you come out of the Shell station onto Tank Farm Road, there's a sign that says no right turn. What's in front of you is what is considered in the state of California a barrier. It's a double yellow line. There's two double yellow lines in front of you. So it's considered what's called a barrier. And I found that out by going through all these ordinances and stuff. And it's you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to cross that and go left. I mean, you're crossing the thing. But the question I had was how much is the fine? Because I thought maybe the guy that owns the station could put under a little sign underneath it that says, this is how much the fine would be if you get caught doing this. Because I see people do it. I think what should be made more known these days, but it's hard. So here's the point with the cops and the courts. They don't say what it's going to be because the judge can decide maybe he's not guilty. But let's say he is guilty. Then the judge can decide if he's going to slap on certain court costs and extra doodahs and all kinds of. So there's no base number. And that's what I was trying to find out was a base number. So I went to some of these, what do they call these things, blogs. I went on some blogs that had, you know, people had gotten in trouble before, but some of these were so long ago it didn't seem to make any sense. The only one that came close to sort of saying what I was trying to find out for you was $785. I don't know if that's the right one or not, so I could completely nuts. That's nowhere near that. I have no idea. I would think it would be very expensive. Everything in California now is extremely expensive. You know, 10 miles over the speed limit now is, you know, going to cost you almost $400 with courts and whatnot. And then don't forget, you have to pay for the fact that you got the ticket now. And then if you want to go to a happy school, then you have to pay for the school on top of that. Then you have to pay for a certificate from the school that you went to the school to give back to the court. So it's they're getting a lot of money out of you today. But here's what I think is part. I don't know if this helps with drunk driving or not. You know, I don't know. Young people sow their oats, but then there's lots of other people who get stopped for drunk driving. I don't know if people really, if we really hit home, you know, this is the penalty. This is how much the penalty can be that you suffer for doing this. This is financially the penalty that you could suffer, because it's monstrous, that drunk driving nowadays. Impounds for your car, jail, the whole thing. I mean, it's huge. It's $10,000 at least. And I don't think that people, maybe if that's the thing, maybe if you instead of saying, well, you shouldn't drink and drive, maybe the bigger motivator would be to say, you shouldn't drink and drive, it's going to cost you at least this much money. And maybe that would help more. If people said, oh my God, are you kidding? Maybe that would be a deterrent. You know, showing some guy, you know, pulling up with a helmet full of beer and the cop saying, well, you're going to get, oh, you got to arrest you. That doesn't tell you anything. Yeah. I think people need to know. So I was trying to help people that make that turn, because I realize what a pain in the butt it is to go around, get on Broad Street, and then make a left turn to go on Tank Farm Road. Heavens knows what a pain in the neck that is. But I just thought to myself, I bet that's a doozy to get nailed with that thing. So anyhow, that was my thinking. I was hoping I could find out. I never did find out. I don't really have a number that I can operate from. I would suggest you not get caught doing it. That's just my guess. You know, if they can get you for $300 or $400 for going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, imagine you're crossing a barrier. And that's the word they use in the Department of Motor Vehicles book, a barrier. It sounds rough. It sounds like you don't want you doing that. Okay, I was trying to help you with it. Boy, they have bad luck. They really don't. They don't want you to know. They don't want you to see. Here's the thing: if you did it, and you then have a bail number, I guess that's what it's called, on your ticket, you have a bail number, and so you, because that's what you're basically doing is posting bail when you pay the fine. So the if you have a bail number, of course you can fill it in, and it'll tell you this is what's going to cost you. But I've never done it. I haven't even done it, let alone got caught doing it when I haven't done it to begin with. So I didn't have any bail number to stick in there. But if anybody recently has been nailed for that and they'd like to tell us how much it costs, we'd love to know, because I got a feeling it's pricey. All right, let's get on with other things. All right, make it two. 1 in 30 babies born as a twin, a study finds. The number of twins born in the U.S. soared over the last 3 decades, mostly the result of test tube babies and women waiting to have children until their 30s, when the chances of twins increase. In 2009, 1 in every 30 babies born in the U.S. was a twin, an astounding increase over the 1 in 53 rate in 1980. When people say it seems like you see more twins nowadays, they're right, said Joyce Martin, epidemiologist who co-authored the Centers for Disease Control and the Prevention Report. If you do the artificial thing they do, where they sprinkle pixie dust on some eggs that you have, this is what happened with Octomom. Only the guy went crazy. The guy lost his brain when he did that. You know, a lot of times if there's 2 viable eggs that a woman has produced, they'll artificially inseminate those, and even 3, and say, okay, well, we can do this, and not 8, though. Anyway, that's more common anyway. But then I guess something else is, I don't know what else is more. I don't know how it works, you know. Maybe doing it to an iPod or something. I don't know what this. Doing the dirty deed. Okay, here's this young man, and I only know him from, I don't know the guy at all. I don't know, I didn't know what he does, really, on his day job, but he's the host of America's Got Talent, and which is a show I've admitted I really like. I don't watch American Idol, I don't know why, I should probably watch that too, but America's Got Talent has a lot more people coming to the fore, you know, with weird and crazy stuff and things that they do. Anyway, Nick Cannon is the guy that hosts that. He's married to Mariah Carey, and he's got kidney failure. He's only 31 years old. His representative, you know, as my representative, I've instructed my representative not to say anything that I don't want them to say, even if I don't know what it is. Anyway, his representative wouldn't say anything. Okay. Alex adds, making a return, New York-based supermarket chain is a change of heart about grounding Alec Baldwin as a spokesman because of his antics aboard an American Airlines flight. Wegman Foods Market said Wednesday will continue running TV ads featuring Baldwin after being inundated with hundreds and hundreds of tweets, emails, and phone calls in support of the actor. Fine. And then the reverse mortgage company that's still using Robert Wagner as their spokesperson. I have to tell you the truth. I would I'd pull those for a while. I'd say we're going to sit tight on these for a while. We're going to see whatever comes up with this new investigation about Natalie Wood. That's Ivy. Right. And then this is, Alec Baldwin is in this terribly successful program, 30 Rock, which I've watched a little of once. And I don't know why I don't watch series programs. I don't watch programs that are regular every week. But, very much. But the thing that's interesting is that I don't care for Alec Baldwin. So, if Alec Baldwin says here, buy something, I'm sure not to buy it. That's just me. He might be the most wonderful man in the world. I have no idea.
Hi, this is Gail Mueller of Mueller & Mueller Attorneys at Law. Melvin Mueller and I have tried advertising in many medias, and I've got to tell you, advertising on Radio Central Coast has been very effective for us. The weeks we are on the air, the phones ring. And when we're not, they don't. It's that simple. The team at Radio Central Coast cares about my business, and they do everything they can to make it successful. They go the extra mile for us in all areas of marketing our business, just like we do for our clients. We are defense attorneys who believe in following through with our clients, and that is what we get here using Radio Central Coast. We're presently sending our messages out on Wild 106 and plan to expand by adding the Beach and K-Pig Radio in the very near future. We highly recommend Radio Central Coast. If you're ever in need of experienced, compassionate criminal defense attorneys, call us at 547-2200. If you want your business to grow, then call Radio Central Coast.
American Oak Furniture would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy new year. American Oak Furniture continues to give you the best in furniture pricing, product guarantees, and customer service. Come on by and take advantage of their We Pay the Sales Tax Furniture Sale the entire month of January. Happy New Year from American Oak Furniture on Ramada Drive in Paso Robles. And a sincere thank you to all of their many longtime customers. Rancho Grande Motors would like to wish you and your family a safe and happy new year. Everyone has New Year's resolutions, and speaking of New Year's resolutions, Rancho Grande Motors would like to share theirs with you. They value your business and want to continue to give you the best in customer service, product guarantees, and pricing. And they're committed to excellence in 2012 and want you to make Rancho Grande Motors your auto dealer of choice all year. Happy New Year from Rancho Grande Motors.
perfect time to find great deals on the 4G LTE devices you love. Like the Droid Bionic by Motorola for $199.99. Or the Pantech Breakout for $49.99. Our lowest price ever. Get the technology you love on the network you deserve. Now get twice the data for the same low price. Hurry in. This offer ends January 15th. Verizon.
There were startling signs today that Maria may be getting back together with Arnold after, of course, kicking him to the curb for fathering a child with another woman. Today, Showbiz Tonight obtained this picture of Maria wearing her wedding ring in public. This is the very first time she's done that since last June. Also, Arnold snapped wearing his wedding ring. So here's our Showbiz Flashpoint. Would it be wrong for Maria to take Arnold back? Oh, I can't wait to hear what she has to say. With me tonight, New York, Sunny Hostin, a legal contributor for In Session on True TV, and TV host Megan Meany, also with us tonight. All right, Sunny, let's reminisce for a moment. When the story first broke, you and I talked about how we never could have imagined a world, a planet, if you will, on which this woman, Maria Shriver, should take this man, Arnold Schwarzenegger, back. We just could never, ever see that possibly happening. I believe I have a quote from you. You said he's a no-good, rotten, cheating cad. Woo. Time has passed, Sonny. So to our Showbiz Flashpoint, would it be wrong for Maria to take Arnold back?
It would be wrong. I'm so upset about this. I'm so disappointed in Maria. I mean, she's sort of a girlfriend in my head, right? She's one of those women that you want to go out to lunch with, you want to go shopping with, almost like a Jennifer Aniston. I may have to kick her out of the club if she does this. I got to tell you, if a man disrespects you in this way, I don't care who he is. I don't care if he's the father of all of your children. The fact that he fathered a child with your nanny who lived in the house and everyone was in on it except for you means that he is terminated forever.
Game over. As game far over. As you're concerned, it can't go anywhere. What do you think, Megan?
You know what? It's awful. It's as bad as it gets. But there is this small part of me, maybe it's the Irish Catholic in me, and I know Maria is Irish Catholic, and she's thinking, I got to keep this family together for the kids. I mean, I can't imagine it, but I don't walk in her shoes. I don't know what it's like to sit at the dinner table and look into the faces of those four or five kids, or how many are there?
He's got to go. I'm a Puerto Rican Catholic.
Who
and
knows?
He goes.
And then his dad,
listen.
I don't know. I'm not saying I could do it.
Who knows what kinds of conversations they're having. I don't think it was any accident at all, by the way, that they were filmed or caught on camera wearing their wedding rings. I mean, do you think they were trying to send a signal, Sonny?
I think so.
That's usually the case in these situations.
There's no question about it. I mean, we saw her when this scandal erupted. No wedding band. She was with her BFF, Oprah. You know, she looked drawn. This is a very different Maria that we're seeing, which is why I'm so very upset about this, AJ.
I don't like the guy. Boot him out. Well, there you go. They had a story that came up in the news, and then I think I saw it on CNN on the website, and then it was said to vote whether it was it had two words. One was creepy, or not romantic, but it was something like that. Anyway, here was the point. What they were doing was talking about whether or not this cop stopped this woman and gave her a ticket. And then later on, meaning a few days later, I guess, he looked her up. He found, you know, he obviously had her phone number and or had her address and everything. And so he called her up and asked her out on a date. So, like, you know, so the question was, is that creepy or not, you know, or is that kind of romantic that the cop, you know, it's here, even though I gave you a ticket and, you know, because you were speeding, I'd still like to take you out. It sounds creepy to me, to tell you the truth. You know, anybody that's obtained information about you in any professional manner, I don't care if it's a cop, I don't care if it's a H&R Block, I don't care who it is. Anybody that's obtained information from you that's to be used professionally, and then you take advantage of calling that person, I just think that's out of bounds. That's me though. I think it's real romantic. The cop call. That's just me. I'm old fashioned anyway. So. Heavens knows. That's what I'm thinking about. All right, now other people in the news and why they're there, and things that we can understand, things we can't. Here's some stuff here I want to tell you about. Two things. Madonna was asked to portray Jackie Kennedy Onassis in a magazine shoot, but rejected the idea. The request came from John F. Kennedy Jr., Jackie's son. According to an upcoming memoir by Rosemary Terenzio, former friend and publicist of Kennedy's, the political scion and publisher of George Magazine, wanted Madonna to pose as his mother on the cover of the magazine's 1996 Women in Politics issue. It was all the way back to 1966. Madonna and Jackie didn't look similar whatsoever, if I can think of. But okay, whatever. Maybe he should have just asked Madonna out. Apes and Nine Others vie for Visual Academy Award. The Academy Award for Visual Effects is shaping up into a showdown among such heroes as Harry Potter, the Transformers, and Captain America. Oscar organizers announced 10 finalists Wednesday for the Visual Effects Prize. Among the contenders are Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Hugo, Mission Impossible, Ghost Protocol, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, Real Steel, and The Tree of Life. Five nominees will be announced along with other Oscar nominations on January 24th. Well, how very nice. How very nice. Okay. And here's some... Yeah, we're weird. We're weird. Let's be honest about it. You know, the people we elect are weird. We're okay. You know, so here, this is like what's going on in California. New rail study may be in the works. It's been studied and restudied. An East Coast corridor rail line has been studied and restudied and studied and restudied again and studied and studied and studied and on our backs oftentimes, and this is where this money's coming from. And now they want to do another study. You know, it's like somehow... I think what they expect is going to happen is if they study it enough, all of a sudden, it's, you know, they're going to pull a rabbit out of the hat that's going to have a dollar bill on, sign on its head, you know, money sign. And then somehow that now that everything's going to be okay. But I don't think you could study this until you're, you know, blue in the face. I don't think it's going to make any difference. It's nobody has money. We're broke. We don't have money for high-speed rail lines. And if people are willing, you know, if people are willing to, A, drive, which apparently they are, B, fly, which apparently they are, New York, Washington, people are willing to do that, then I'd have to say, for now, that's what we should be doing. Maybe I got it wrong. I don't see how I have it wrong. Though. I know when you don't have any money, you don't have any money. I know that. I mean, most of us do. You know, those of us that are in the private sector, and aren't elected politicians, even people that are in the public sector, those of us that aren't elected politicians, we seem to understand if we don't have any money, we don't have any money. We know it, and we understand if we don't. We don't have to make a new study of it. Nancy, go in the checkbook and make a new study of how much money I don't have. Okay, yeah, you don't have any. Okay, well, study it again if you can. It sounds just stupid. It sounds stupid, because it is. That's why, I guess. Okay, yeah. Here's another panel that wants to cut your lead off there. For the first time in 20 years, a federal panel is urging the government to lower the threshold for lead poisoning in kids. If adopted, hundreds of thousands more children could be diagnosed with lead poisoning. Too much lead is harmful to developing brains and can mean a lower IQ. Researchers persuaded panel members that children could be harmed from lead levels in their blood that are lower than the current standard. Now, health officials think as many as 250,000 children have the problem, many of them undiagnosed, of having being lead heads. And so that's the thing there. But I would rather my child, as long as he's healthy, be a lead head than... Did you hear this story in the news? Now, how... I don't know why... if this is a worldwide movement and it's 300 people strong, that's nothing. That's not really worth reporting on, and especially if somebody's insane. And then that gets, that just doesn't write to me. I don't understand what you're doing. So here's copyism. You ever heard of that? Copy. It was on the news just here. It was on the news. Copyism. Copyism is the belief that copying is holy. Can you imagine what shredding is? Holy cow. Copying is holy. Holy moly. That's the strangest thing I've ever heard. Now, this is a really sad, this is a sad story, really, I'll tell you this, after we have the commercial that precedes it. But when you're talking about kids and lead poisoning, There's something that some students face that's much more serious than that, and it is nuts.
It's the perfect time to find great deals on the 4G LTE devices you love, like the Droid Bionic by Motorola for $199.99. Or the Pantech Breakout for $49.99, our lowest price ever. Get the technology you love on the network you deserve. Now get twice the data for the same low price. Hurry in. This offer ends January 15th. Verizon.
All right, we send our kids to school every day, and imagine you've got a child, and so many parents out there now have children that have known allergies, peanut allergies, so common these days, right? So there's ways to treat it. You have an EpiPen, you can treat the allergies. It's that simple. Mom knew about it. The school knew about it. So how on earth does a 7-year-old girl go to school, somehow get in contact with peanuts? It can happen. She's 7 years old, for goodness sake. Then has the reaction and dies at school.
I fixed her hair, I curled it up, put a little ribbon on it, and I sent her to school, and I told her I love her. And she said, I love you, Mommy, I'll see you later.
There are witches in the air.
She loved school, she loved her teachers, she was compassionate, she cared about everybody.
How does this happen? How does this happen? Well, HLN has reached out to the school district where this all happened, the Chesterfield School District. Their spokesperson declined our request to be on air, but did give us this statement. Here's their side of the story. Our thoughts and prayers are with the family. The school division will continue to provide additional services to support students and staff in this difficult time. It goes on to say our school division has extensive guidelines in place regarding managing severe allergies. Execution of the plan is dependent on the parents' ability to inform the school of needs and to provide the appropriate resources. When any or all of the resources are not provided, the public health nurse makes contact with the family in an effort to obtain the necessary medication. Is there a discrepancy into the two sides of this story here?
There is.
One side saying one thing, another side saying something else.
Here's the way Mom tells the story. The school's not commenting on the specifics of what happened here. Here's what Mom says happened to her little girl. Little girl's on the playground and says, runs to her teacher and says, I ate something bad. Teacher rushes her to the clinic. By the time they get to the clinic, and this according to Mom now, she says that the hives, I mean, we're in a full-blown reaction. There are hives all over her. The little girl's crying hysterically. She makes mention, my throat, passes out, cardiac arrest, and this little 7-year-old's gone that quick. That's why, to Michelle's point, you don't have time. You've got to have everybody in place. Now, the discrepancy is, I talked to Mom, and there was this little discrepancy of, okay, at the beginning of the school year, to Michelle's point, she said she went to the school with all the medication this little girl needs. She has asthma. She brought the albuterol, Benadryl, an EpiPen. She says the school nurse told her, especially concerning the EpiPen, we have everything we need. In other words, you keep yours at home. We've got what we need.
Wow.
Now, the school will not specifically talk about this case, but their policy, and I looked at their 6 pages of guidelines here,
right,
managing severe allergies, they'll say, we would take the medication because we don't have a stash of EpiPens. We need medication for your son or daughter to treat them. That's the discrepancy in all this.
And the discrepancy, too. I know what it's like. I sometimes can't get it out of my mouth either. Anyway, that's kind of a weird tale right there. Okay. All right. I too, must have an EpiPen somewhere close at hand because I'm allergic to bees. And as the doctor said to me the last time I had a close call, he said, Benica, make sure you carry this EpiPen wherever you are because you're not going to make it from wherever you get stung to the hospital. Oh, God, that cheered me up. Okay. All right. So bees are not my friends. Although I have, and this is interesting, you know, they talk about that. I mentioned this earlier this, in the summer. We have these collapsing bee colonies that for because of fungus or something gets in them. Anyway, but collapsing bee colonies. And yet, I have rosemary. I don't know why I have rosemary. That's been planted. Anyway, I got rosemary planted around. And I have bees out the yin-yang. I mean, I got lots and lots and lots of bees. But I don't mess with them. I wait till they've gone home for the night before I water a bush, let's say. You know, I make sure that, you know, they're all tucked in bed and safe. And me too. It is weird having these. It's strange having these allergies. That I mean, they'll just take you out. just, you know, like the little girl with a penis. What a shame. And let's see what else is a shame and what's weird and what's unusual. And right here's the here's way weird stuff that they've been talking about for some time, and here it is. A team of physicists at Cornell University has created a wrinkle in time. Actually, it's more like a teeny tiny moth hole in time. Inside it, things can occur that are entirely undetectable, at least to ordinary observers, as if it never happened. This phenomenon, known as temporal cloaking, is the latest addition to a world that once existed only in children's literature and science fiction, a place where objects are invisible and events are unrecorded. The physics community let out a small gasp 6 years ago when researchers reported the first successful spatial cloaking in which light is bent around an object in a way that makes it disappear from view. The new report in the journal Nature shows how they can play with something that would seem to be even harder to manipulate, the perception of time. This is freaking me out. Temporal cloaking, like spatial cloaking, is not magic. It follows all the ironclad laws of physics and is, to some extent, a parlor trick, albeit performed in a highly unusual parlor. Whether it will have a use isn't known, as the hole in time created by the Cornell team lasts only 50 trillionths of a second. I can't tell you how much I can get done in that length of time. Okay. Cloaking things, either in space or in time, requires the manipulation of light. Light carries information, it bounces off objects, but because light travels and has speed, it also defines when something happens. The lightning and darkening occurs when a beam of light illuminates an event, marks an event in time. Something can happen and yet leave the light unperturbed, which is the essence of temporal cloaking. The event can become as invisible as a cloaked object. How fast is that again? 50 trillionths of a second. There's not a lot, really, can I say this? There's not a lot that can happen in 50 trillionths of a second. It really matters. Am I right? So you can cloak it all you want. I don't care. They'll improve it, though, I'm sure. There'll be a newer model next year. Other things in the news. Anything nice? No. FDA limits some antibiotics in livestock. Officials worry about humans developing resistance, so they're going to see what they can do with that. Yeah. And then PETA, you know, will put up a memorial everywhere that there's a livestock. And chickens and pigs and all those other things. Lions and tigers and bears. Whatever's out there, I'll take care of it. All right, let me see if I missed anything. I got one more thing up here, but I don't think I have time to play. What is this thing? I don't think that would play right anyway. A speeding car ends up on an apartment or a roof. Apartment roof. Well, what we've tried to do, I try to do every day diligently, is I try to find something that, you know, is on the bright side.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. This'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. Life's a counterfeit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's the joke, it's true. You see, it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember the last laugh is on you.
Look at the birdie. All right, tomorrow's Friday. Karen Vili should be in right around noonish, and then we'll hopefully have Jim D too. And this should be we're looking forward to a great Friday. Beautiful weather for the weekend, so things are looking good. We'll get together at 12. How about that? Until then, have your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.